You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And it's more of a quick public service announcement tonight, if I'm being honest, because as this episode gets released, the What's On Stage Awards are kicking off in London. Now, these are the only major theatre awards in the UK which are voted for and decided by you. So it's always very, very interesting seeing what does well, because it's genuinely a better indication of what you and I, the audience, are enjoying from the theatre industry than pretty much anything else. And so while we'll be chatting a bit more about the winners on the live show Showtime next Sunday on urn1350.net, I thought I would just run you through some of the nominations here and some of the things to look out for. I will also put a link in the post below to the full list of nominations and categories across the board, because I don't want to bore you at all by just reading out a list of names right now. So you can check that out and follow up there if you're interested. But it is genuinely going to be a very interesting award ceremony this year. As I said, the What's On Stage Awards are already unique in that they are decided by the public rather than a panel of industry experts like things like the Oliviers or the Tonys in America. And so they do tend to reflect what the public really think. It does also mean that sometimes things can be slightly skewed towards the kinds of shows that do well with the kinds of audiences that vote in things like this, if that makes any sense. Like Carrie Hope Fletcher, for instance, has a huge following of younger people who are more likely to get involved in online polls, and so she has been nominated and won multiple times before, particularly for things like Heathers, which always attracts a younger demographic anyway, which again is actually really refreshing in the theatre industry, because things like that, like Heathers or Six, you know, don't necessarily do as well with the people who vote at the Oliviers or more prestigious awards, if you want to phrase it like that. So it really is very exciting to see what does well at the What's On Stage Awards every year. And I will say, having just mentioned Carrie Hope Fletcher, she's nominated again for Best Performer in a Female Identifying Role in a Musical for her lead role in Cinderella. She's up against the likes of Amy Atkinson for Pretty Woman, Jessie Buckley for Cabaret, Beverly Knight for The Drifter's Girl, and both Samantha Barks and Stephanie McKeon for Frozen. Now, we will just draw your attention to the category of Best Performer in a Female Identifying Role, and likewise Best Performer in a Male Identifying Role, and the same for both the Supporting Actor categories. That has been one of the biggest changes to the awards this year to make it more inclusive and representational. I know the team behind the awards work closely with people in the LGBTQ+ community, particularly the likes of performer and creative Rob Madge, who has nominated themselves for their debut solo play My Sons Are Queer But What Can You Do in the Best Off West End Production category. And it really is a great change because, you know, it's small things like that that actually make a huge difference to people. And as we see more non-binary and more trans performers finally beginning to get the chances that they deserve on stage, having awards categories that are more inclusive and more representational and that allow anyone to be nominated is a massive thing. So great that the What's On Stage Awards are leading the way there. It will be interesting to see actually if any of the other big awards follow suit, particularly the Oliviers, which we're heading towards soon. Anyway, I mentioned the two leading ladies of Frozen, both getting nominated in the same category there. Frozen is actually leading the nominations overall with 13 nods in total, matching the record that was set by Anne Juliet last year. It's also up for things like Best Direction, Best Choreography, Best Costume Design, two Best Supporting Performers in a Male Identifying Role, and Best New Musical, among some others. And again, it's likely to do pretty well because it's a show that is really loved by people, and particularly because of the family ethos of Frozen, it's gone down really well in London. So maybe it is in with a shout for Best New Musical. Now, Best New Musical is an interesting category. As well as Frozen, you've also got Back to the Future, Cinderella, Get Up, Stand Up, the Bob Marley musical, Pretty Woman, and Moulin Rouge. Now, you know how much I love Moulin Rouge. I think we've had like 3 or 4 Showtime specials on it in the last year alone. And after it won literally everything at the Tony Awards last year, it would be very easy to expect it to do well in London. And I think it will, to a certain extent, but at the Olivier's. Remember, the What's on Stage Awards are voted for and partly nominated too by the general public. And Moulin Rouge is bloody expensive. So by the time nominations closed, not that many people had been to see it compared to some of the other more accessible shows like Frozen and Back to the Future and things. In fact, unsurprisingly, it's more the technical and creative categories that Moulin Rouge has been nominated in here, things like Best Choreography and Set Design. And while I personally hope it does well, I don't know if it'll dominate in the way that you might expect it to off the back of the Tonys. And just as a warning, with that in mind, it's probably going to be the same at the Olivier's when they swing round, because it's going to be up against the London revival of Cabaret, which is not only equally visually spectacular and clever and innovative and expensive too, it's also probably going to trounce the acting categories with the now Oscar-nominated Jesse Buckley and Oscar-winning Eddie Redmayne as well, both of whom are nominated here at the What's on Stage Awards too. So could be quite a good insight if they do well here. On the cabaret front, it's worthwhile mentioning the other shows that are up for Best Musical Revival alongside it, things like Carousel and South Pacific and West Side Story, although the favourite is going to be the recent production of Anything Goes, which starred Sutton Foster and was also filmed and shown in cinemas and on the BBC at Christmas. In fact, it's still on iPlayer if you haven't seen it yet. In terms of the revivals, I would also love to give a special mention to the Hope Mill Theatre's production of Rent, which was streamed during lockdown. That show deserves the world because it was so well done and at a time when it was really bloody hard to do anything. So it would be great to see it do well and get some rewards. I don't think it'll win Best Revival against Anything Goes, but it may have a better chance in the Best Regional Theatre Production category, where its main competition is going to be Bedknobs and Broomsticks, which has been touring the UK. So we'll see what happens there. I mean, there are plenty of other categories, but you can follow the link in the post to take a look at them all and pick your own favourites. Let me know who you want to win in each and who you think actually will if it's not your favourite, because I would really love to hear your thoughts. Now, the award ceremony is literally starting as this podcast gets released, so you can follow along with the results across What's on Stage social media platforms, or you can join me on Sunday, the 6th of March, for Showtime at 6 p.m. on urn1350.net, where I'll be running through some of the winners and playing some of your favourite songs to go with them. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening, not just for Showtime, but also right here with a brand new episode of Spotlight On at 7 p.m. Because, as we say, the Showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.